Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Hey, an impromptu boomer bunker live. The Duchess is sick, and I got a 2-millimeter stone in my... Hey, now! Fill in the blank.
Wait, it's been a hell of a fucking week, right?
Yeah, it kind of sort of
dragging ourselves through it. Like, thank God it's Friday.
Literally. Dean doesn't have any power?
Oh, that sucks, Dean. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Till tomorrow morning. Ugh.
Wow. Yeesh.
I better charge all your shit up in the car.
So, Duchess was so paranoid about last night's stream. She's like, "Could we just go do a check and make sure my mic works? Because I think Bob fucked everything up,
and I want to not stop." Well, look, all I know is my mic didn't work from the second I bumped into StreamYard until we ended. Like, you know, everything was just a mess. Is this the boomer bunker or the hospital waiting room? Nice. Nice, Mr. Decaf. Yes. Was it the triage? This is like post-triage. This is like the wrap-up.
Yeah.
I could not figure out what was wrong with my sound. Like, my audio, I could not hear anything on my headphones.
How about now?
Now I can.
It's a Jamingo miracle.
I appreciate Bob dragging me out live last night.
Bob came in, stepped in, and said, "Hey, you know," and he did a show, and I appreciate that.
He hasn't messed with any of these controls for a while. So.
Yeah, it was weird. I'm not here to bash. We are not here to bash Boober Bob.
No,
we are here to burn him in effigy. No, just kidding.
Oh my word!
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, I don't know what it is with Bob and live streaming. You okay? What the
I'm
hell?
I'm all tangled. I didn't get my hair all properly. Sorry, go ahead. Don't mind me.
Oh, well, you're flailing.
It's Friday. I'm all.
You're flailing over there like you saw a spider.
No, God. No spiders. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So he's had problems before with StreamYard, it's never been anything that he can, we can put our finger on. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's really weird. I'm going to blame it on that banjo playing Alabama internet. I really don't know what else it could be.
I don't know.
But
I appreciate Bob helping out last night. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm glad you are no longer in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Do you care to share any other details about your fun escapades yesterday?
So this is. I'll go through the whole story for the people at home.
Why not?
Why not bore you with my tales of woe? So as 62-year-old men do, you wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and you got to pee. So I went to pee and I went, that don't look right. That looks a tad bit brownish.
That's suspicious.
Yeah, that's suspicious.
I love
that. That doesn't look right. So I did the worst thing you could do. I Googled, why is my urine, and it finished it saying tea color. I'm like, yep, that's it. Right. So then it says, oh, this is a problem. You could have cancer.
Oh, it's always cancer.
Yeah, right. It's cancer. Or you can have some kind of disease, this disease or that disease.
Or cancer.
Yeah. Or you should go to a doctor and have it checked out. Or you beat off too much. Right. But at 62, that's really not a... I wasn't worried about that. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to the emergency room.
Not saying you did.
I didn't break shit.
No, you didn't.
We
you
never
didn't
said
at all.
I did
no.
not.
Nope.
Hey, look, if you could take my pee and put it as your background and say I rage quit again, I can make up... I can make up a story that you broke everything. It's what we do, Bob. It's what we do. Hold on. I need a little sip of water so that I can make sure that I'm
sips of water.
Hydrated.
You got to start to dilute that Jamingo tea.
So then I... that Jamingo's terrible tea.
Terrible tea.
It comes in one flavor. Urine.
Sorry.
So I get a shower, I get ready, and I'm like, do I really want to go? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, do I really want to go to emergency? I really don't want to go to the emergency room. So I said, you know what? I'm a little tired. I'll take a nap, and then I'll think about it when I wake up. So
hey,
I wake up.
O'Hara over here.
Yeah, I wake up and I've got like 15. My kids are texting me. Whoa, you okay? What's going on? So I said, okay, I'm going to urgent care. I'll go to urgent care. So I go to urgent care. They give me the cup. That's the first one I filled up. That's the one that's now the Sun Tea. That's the one Bob had in his background.
That's right. A hideous picture.
I shared it in our Discord.
You shared it everywhere. You're like, look, everybody.
I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
So we go into, I go in there and this is what I was hoping. Oh, you have an UTI, urinary. You got your upper urinary infraction. So I figured they would give me some antibiotics and I could go home.
Or
they said, yeah, or option B, there's blood in your urine. You should go to the emergency room.
Have a seat.
Yeah.
Hey,
hello, Louise. So we went to my daughter, because it's a pain in the ass parking and everything, and I'm not the most mobile guy in the world, and Sam's texting me right now. Jesus. I forgot to put my phone. This was, like I said, very impromptu. It's not a big deal. Hang on. How are you doing? I'm doing okay. You know, I'm just going to say something right here. Go to Facebook. Facebook, we are live.
She's going to be like, again?
Right. Anyhow, so we go to, I get my daughter, she drives me over, drops me off, and I go in there and they give me the paperwork. And so when I went to urgent care, they said, oh, give this to them, right, and they'll know to take you right away. Perfect. So I walk up, and there's a lady, lovely lady behind the desk, and she says, I don't need that. I just need your, driver's license and your date of birth. I said, okay. So I gave it to her, and then she says, all right, go sit down over there, and we'll call you. So when triage calls you, which was about an hour later, and meanwhile, this whole place is filling up. So they bring you back. They give you the blood pressure. She says, can you pee in a cup? I said,
Can I?
I've been doing it all day. Anyhow. So
you just have to ask nicely. I'll pee in your hand.
Yeah, just you do whatever you want. You've got a cup? I'll do it right here. I'm not a proud man. So, and then they ask you those dumb questions. Do you want to hurt yourself? I said, no. And then they go, do you have any harmful thoughts about yourself or others? And I was like, well, that's an odd question to ask. Do I have any hurtful thoughts about myself or others? So I'm like, about myself? No. Others? Now, as I'm doing this as a joke, I'm realizing the next thing you know, I'll be 5150, then I'll be up in for 72 hours. And I go, no, I'm just kidding. I have no thoughts of that.
And they're scribble.
Right. When was your last bowel? Right. Yeah. When was your last bowel movement?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like? Lovely. What do you say when someone asks you about your bowel movement? Lovely.
Satisfactory.
It was nice. Was there any blood in it? Nope. Always check. At my age, you always check.
Oh, okay.
You don't?
No.
You don't give the toilet paper a look when No.
No. Bye.
Gotta take a look.
No. Bye. Done.
Sorry.
There's no investigation. Well, I don't investigate.
I think you have to investigate.
I'm not investigating. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah. Back out in the waiting room. Now, here's the thing. The lady says, look, I know you want to walk around, but you're with that cane. You're not the best. You know, we're afraid slippery floors. We're going to get you a chair. We're going to put you in a chair.
Oh, good lawsuit opportunity, man. Could have.
Right. So I go, okay.
Run yourself down.
They bring in this deluxe oversized wheelchair, and I sit in this thing, and I'm like, oh, this is like a recliner almost.
It's all comfy.
Yeah, it's all comfy. So they wheel me over, and they wheel me to where the TV is, but it's on an angle. I can't see it, but I can only hear it.
Oh. That sucks.
And they have MeTV on, and if anybody knows about MeTV, it's all the old programs from the early 60s, 50s.
Yeah.
Right. So the thing is, I sat there and listened to 4 or 5 episodes of Rifleman and some other Western. And you know what? Because you can't see it, and you don't notice it when you're not watching it. Mm-hmm. That's the orchestra's in the background. So I'm just thinking to myself, they act this thing out, and then all of a sudden they play it, and there's people in there with violins. And what a job that must have been. You know, or the
it
guy
was that
sneaking.
Old? Like the shows were that old?
I yeah. Guess, oh, yeah. Yeah, they have the orchestra behind it. We don't have that now.
And like the Foley artists, like clip-clopping and
no,
pretending
I don't think,
to be
no, it's not like that.
Not like a radio show?
The music, though. The music was like...
You like know, Lone Ranger music kind of
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, exactly. But it was all orchestra. Mm-hmm. And I know, after sitting there and listening to it for all that time. So, you know, I go back. And then he asked me to pee in a cup for a third time. Okay.
I'll
so
oblige.
That's yeah. where I first ran into my my friend, my junkie friend who was in the hallway. I guess she didn't have any insurance, so you get a bed in the hallway.
Yeah, you get the hallway.
Yeah, sure. Greasy. Yeah, I said she's about a New Jersey 3. And then so she's got a phone and a bag of clothes and just like disheveled stuff. It just looked horrible. I felt bad for her.
That's a shame.
And I am in the room and she's like staring at me like, what are you doing in the room? How come you're in the room and I'm out in the hallway? I'm like, you know, I don't know what to tell
stop
her.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah. What are you looking at, bitch? No. Turn the fuck around.
No. Mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business.
You go look at the hallway walls. I got 4 walls and a TV and pillows.
Right. And you think that, you know, there she's in the hallway. You think that maybe she would, you know, she gets on the phone and she's calling. I don't know who she's calling. And she's like, well, they've got to give me a scan. If I pass the scan, then I can get in a rehab. There's a rehab bed in there. Yeah. No, they don't care if I'm HIV positive.
Close the door.
So then she's yelling, well, I got to go over to someone's house and pick up my other bag of clothes, and I got to get my cigarettes. I haven't had a cigarette in 4 or 5 hours. I'm going to kill somebody.
I'm like, that's good to yell out.
Right, yeah, right. Now I'm like, oh, my God. So now I got my cane with me just in case I got to battle a junkie.
A crazed junkie running at you. Be like, get back.
Get. Like a
back
junkie.
To the hallway.
I'm a junkie tamer. Ha! Ha ha!
With a chair and a whip.
No. And every 10 to 15 minutes, there's somebody out in the hallway, a man is out in the hallway, and he goes, this is what you hear. Nurse!
Yes, always.
Nurse!
That guy's in every hospital all day, every day.
Maybe it's just
that
like
guy.
The thing. Maybe they just play that on the intercom. I don't know. But
there's also a very elderly woman who does that too. Help!
Oh, help. I know.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
But
which is awful to say.
Yeah. So then they come in, they draw blood, they give me an IV, they ask me all the questions again. This time, when they asked me if I was going to hurt somebody, I just didn't do it. And then they wheeled me to where you get the CAT scan, okay. And they give you that. They give you that stuff. They shoot in your veins. Contrast.
Yep.
Yeah. And as soon as they shoot it in, it feels like you could taste rubbing alcohol.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's really weird. And so now there's these 3 ladies in there that are probably maybe your size. Okay. And here I come. And they got to put me on this shoot that one ass cheek fits on. All right. So they're like.
Are you saying short? Like, isn't short stature?
Yeah, yeah. There could have been no more than 5'2", 5'3". So right. I walk in. I'm like, ladies, do you think maybe we should get somebody? They go, we can handle you. Come on over here. I'm like, okay. But I said, but if you drop me, think about all the paperwork. We haven't dropped anybody yet. I said, all right. And they did not, man. I come over. I
They're
sat,
pros.
I wheeled up, man. They grabbed me, boom, right on the table, strapped me in, which I do not like. I could not move.
So it's okay if somebody else is strapped in, but not you.
Well, what does that mean now? I don't know. I don't like being strapped in. I get claustrophobic. Remember I told you last time they sent me in one of them MRI tubes? I was in there like a grizzly bear, and they're like, don't wreck it. I'm like, Yeah. Sir, hold on.
I hate MRIs.
We're coming out. You're coming
out.
The
noise is so it's so overwhelming. Yeah.
It's just the closeness. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I got an open one, but it's like laying between underneath a giant hockey puck.
It's fine. That doesn't bother me.
Well, it's still like really close, but it's this. At least I could see out the sides.
So then they go, we're going to send you in head first. I'm like, why head first? Why always head first? Why can't we put in head? Feet first is nice. Now we're going to send you in first. I said, okay. I told her, I'm very, very putting John on the table like a W tag team. Yeah, basically.
Three ladies. Wham. What a way to go, John.
I'll tell you what, man. They had a hold of me. I wasn't going anywhere. I know that. When I leaned back, this one lady grabbed me. She was up in the front. She grabbed me on her both arms like this, and she held on to me, and I felt safe in her arms.
Let me tell you what. There's some – the nursing staff are excellent.
They're
the hardest working crew around.
There wasn't one person in there that wasn't as nice as pie. The one guy that came out when you first come in there, they take your vitals, and they talk to you to see if you're dying. And he's like, you might have a kidney stone. I go, well, we'll see. He goes, and then he says to me, I said, what are you here for? I said, blood in my urine. He goes, have you been cathetered lately? I said, no, I'm still a virgin. And he goes, oh, lucky. I've had it done twice. I don't recommend it. I'm like, oh, no.
I don't recommend it.
Right. He goes, the first time, I didn't even know about it until I woke up.
Wow.
And I was
bonus
like,
bonus is at least you're out.
And then, you know me, I want to ask questions, but I'm like, you know what? This isn't a place to get to know the guy. You know, usually over drinks.
And his gentle touch.
Yeah. So when did they ram that plastic tube up your wee wee?
When they just kind of grab it and they just wham it. Yeah.
Oh, is that how they do it? I don't know. I don't want to know.
I don't have a wiener, so I don't know. I have been catheterized.
There we go. I've been catheterized. Yeah.
Catheterized. I've been randomly attacked. It was awful. It was awful. I don't 10 out of 10. Do not recommend. Do not. Yeah. 0 out of 10, I should say.
Do not recommend. So, I get in there, they put the stuff in, and then they run me in. It runs you in and out. Like it does this, it comes in and out. And then the machine speaks to you. It says, take a deep breath. And I'm like, okay, machine. They go, hold it. I'm like, okay, machine. So I'm holding it. And then it goes, you can breathe now. Thank you, machine.
At least it said, and you can breathe now. That was the last we heard of John.
Well, because I'm, when I'm not on a podcast or, doing something like this, I'm very compliant. I'm not like an asshole like I am on here. I'm yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Thank you. All right.
Don't go into the light.
The machine, don't go into the light. Nope. I know, you just blinked.
I know.
I thought Duchess just went into the light. It's Bob. Bob's back there going,
damn it, Bob, what are you doing? Wait, it was Bob blinking.
Bink, bink.
Sorry, Bob.
So as they send me, and they do it like 3 or 4 times, and the last time it didn't tell me that I could breathe. Yeah, so I'm sitting there, hold my breath, and all of a sudden you hear the lady come over. You can breathe now. I'm like, thanks. Thanks. But I never saw a doctor. Not one doctor. They sent a physician's assistant in. Fine. They sent in nurse practitioners in. They sent a nurse in. They did, I never saw a doctor. Not once. I said to the last person came in, she's telling me, oh, we're going to discharge you on. I said, I got a question. Is there even a doctor in this whole hospital? And she goes, what? I go, I have not seen a doctor yet. She goes, oh, well, he's looking at your chart and all. I said, yeah, I like to have a little FaceTime with the doctor.
Because you women, I'm not sure about. I need that guy to sign off.
How dare you? I didn't even think of that. They were very capable. That lady that put in my IV, she was gentle. I just felt a little prick. And, the worst part of that whole thing, the most painful part of that whole thing is when they remove the IV and they put the cotton ball tape on your arm and then you got to do that later. That is horrible. Bob says doctors don't leave their offices anymore except to cheat on their wives. Oh.
Doctors don't make the kind of money, I think. A lot of doctors don't make the money that they used to, I think. So I think they're always in their office if they're not working. They're always working.
Well, they bring a laptop in. Hello, what do you would like to talk to me about? Oh, hi, Doc.
It's Dr. Call Center.
Hello, I'm Dr. Call Center.
What they did is they took all your symptoms and be like, this guy.
Yeah, it's one of those charts. Blood in urine. Was he catheterized? No. Okay, go here.
An ironic flow chart.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad it was, while it was inconvenient for you and you had to do tests you didn't like, I am glad it was only, I guess, one kidney stone, although it's not going to be
so
comfortable.
So what they say, it was on my left side. Now, here's the thing. It's weird because, you know, I'm a hypochondriac.
What was that?
God damn my fucking mouth.
That was brilliant. Yeah. I need you to pull that.
Mike.
Hypochondria.
You know, I'm talking and all of a sudden my mouth goes, no. I don't think so.
Speed I'm going to make up my own word.
You think you're going to actually get that word out? I don't think so. Budweiser says, that's AI. That's AI, the first sign of a stroke. I don't know. I honestly don't smell
toast or anything, do you?
No. I honestly thought it was I thought I had pancreatitis. Boy, all the words. You know why I'm not a doctor? I'd be sitting there going, nurse, hand me the thing with the...
The hook thing.
Yeah, the thingy. The whatchamacall with the... That over there. Not that one. Next
the
thing
other
you know,
one. The other thingy.
Beep.
Yeah, I know.
Patient flat lines. Oh, shit.
Dang, not lost another one.
Not another one. Dr. Jamingo is going to set a record this year.
All right, so Budbugger wants to know, were you in pain?
I really wasn't. It was uncomfortable. It was like an uncomfortable feeling. And the more I walked, the less it was in pain. Or if I thought about it, because of the hypochondria that I have, that if someone says something, they go, oh, it should really hurt. And I'm like, oh, no.
I think it does now.
Yeah. So when I woke up this morning, it feels like I can feel that stone move down. Like I could
feel it moving. Like an achy feeling?
It's like someone grabbed a testicle and started pulling on it. Oh, that's what it felt like.
That's not a good feeling. That's not achy.
Budvogger says, if you ever have pancreatitis, it's the worst thing you'll ever felt. Oh, good. Well, I got that to look for. Well, one of the things is that the Mounjaro can give you pancreatitis.
All right. That. Well,
so
lose weight.
Yeah. And everybody was worried about me eating because I hadn't eaten since the day before. And I wasn't hungry at all until I left. Then I'm like, okay, let me go get something. And then I went to, didn't eat all day. Didn't eat from 2 o'clock the next day. So that's 24 hours, almost 30 hours I hadn't eaten. Okay. So I stop at Chick-fil-A. I get a grilled.
Jesus Chicken is calling your name.
Yeah, I got a grilled chicken club. Waffle fries and a chocolate shake, and then got food shamed while I was in line by this one. Yeah. In Discord, you're like,
there are better choices, but I'm glad you ate something. And then you said it wasn't so. So tell me what you
look.
You said after all that,
if I make every choice perfect from now until I die, I will still get very sick and die. Oh, right?
Stop it.
Dirty Derek had pancreatitis last week. Can't he just have something like the flu? Because that's easy to say. Dirty Derek had pancreatitis last week in the hospital. 4 days. Had to quit. Yes, you got to quit drinking.
Like forever or just for that time you're sick?
Listen, if your pancreas is screaming because of your drinking, it's time to quit.
Yeah, you may need to dial that back.
Budweiser said he had it two days ago. Felt like he was dying. Oh, no. Oh, here's another thing. Drink apple cider vinegar and water. I can't drink apple cider vinegar. It feels like I'm drinking battery acid. It burns all the way down. It's so sour. It makes me almost vomit. Like if I had to vomit, just give me some apple cider vinegar. Because they said that this is so good for you. Take a shot of it in the morning. I'm like, hell, if I can take a shot of alcohol, vinegar. I can take a shot of this.
Nope.
I tried it. I was like, you'll get used to it. I tried it for like a week. I was like, fuck this. I'd rather die.
Why am I torturing myself?
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Oh, my God.
Let's get another. Right now, we're going to get another Dirty Derek report. 2 days before his hospitalization, He went to his I went to his house, and he was drinking vodka from a mayo jar.
Oh, no, he needs to stop. That's not good.
Vodka from a mayo jar.
Not that, for nothing. Vodka comes in jar in bottles. Like, you don't need to put it in a fucking mayo jar.
He's not a monster. You know, you I mean, just don't drink out of the bottle class. Like some fucking alcoholic. That's not me.
It's Tito's coming, those easy plastic
I just want to tell you, I'm using the original Rubberneckers cup. And you know who's here? Here's your buddy. Let me show you. Here he is.
Aw, hi, Devin.
Devin.
No halo. Oh, you went up.
He was alive. He was alive when that went. We went out drinking after that. Bob. Bob's allowed to drink.
You're not helping him. No, he said we went out drinking. I know. I went out drinking.
I know.
It's Bob's a good supportive friend that you are. Well, it was before, so I guess that was the last hurrah.
Yeah. I hear that good old boys down there love to make that moonshine. White Lightning, as Bud Vugger was calling it.
Yeah, yeah. Boomer Bob says draw a halo.
Draw a halo overs.
No. Don't desecrate the actual... No, don't.
Hold on.
Do not.
You can do that now. Hold on.
You should give him horns.
I know. Well, this isn't going out. Doug, this isn't going out as a podcast. This is it's a visual bit. Hold on.
Did Doug ever reply?
No.
Okay. Well, then don't matter. He's not paying attention.
There you go. I fixed it.
The other
it's not
one.
Really good
one. Poor Doug.
I fixed it.
You fixed it.
You got to wipe off as soon as you get done here.
You're desecrating the holy grail of Devin.
It's an homage. I miss Devin. I like know. Love that kid. Was a good boy. He left us too soon.
Yeah, he certainly
put an X over Dave's head. What? Bob's directing the show. No. Dave's still alive. I think.
Has anybody checked in with him?
Other people check in with him.
All right, well. I'm sure Jody has.
Jody's probably messaged him.
Oh,
said, hey, you still alive?
Well, I hope he's doing all right. I know he's having some difficulties, so.
Yeah, he's got the Parkinson's.
Do not Budvugger at all. Do not send me a Build-A-Bear with Devin's voice.
God damn, can you do that?
Do not do that.
Can you do that?
No.
All right, if that happens, I'm sending a Build-A-Bear with Devin's voice.
Do not.
I will spend money on that.
You will not.
I will too.
You absolutely will not.
I just need to know what to make him say. Usually get like four or five pulls and they'll say the same thing.
No, you don't pull it. It's not.
Oh, you squeeze it?
They don't do that anymore.
Listen, I'm from the 60s.
Little kids strangled themselves with those stupid cords.
They were the dumb ones.
Build-A-Bear, you squeeze.
They were the ones that have to die.
Infants? They don't know?
Well, they're just the unlucky ones.
Do not research it. Stop it.
All right, Bubba, you get on that.
God damn you, Bubba. Find your. I know where you fucking live now. I'm going to find you and come over and
Sam's
hit you with that fucking Karen.
Sam texted me. She knows I'm on there. Sorry, I can't be. I can't pick. Oh.
You all right?
She can't pick up. Yeah, she's her and Lisa go out to dinner every Friday night.
Cool,
she leaves me into my own devices.
Oh, that's
these are my devices.
It's your devices. Podcasting.
Podcasting.
Doodling on cups.
Yep.
There you go. Well, that's a good time.
But I'll tell you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, you go.
I was going to say, in fun news, as we wrapped up last night's show, I realized I was 598.5 miles away.
Listen to
this. So it's only a mile and a half to 600.
Can I just interrupt you for just 1 second?
I'm sure.
This is how deranged that the Duchess is.
I am not.
She's got COVID. All right. She can barely breathe.
I can breathe.
She's, you know, all this. And now she looks at her app at night and she realizes that she's a it's like 10 o'clock. She's a mile and a half from 600 miles, five or six.
Yeah, I got a walking pad.
Right, that she fell off of already.
That was my own fault.
All right, and then so she decides to, and all this sick and everything, she has
to
walk.
Yeah, get back on the horse.
Yeah.
I got my 600, so.
Yay!
And I got more today because I went out for a walk.
So. You know what I would have done? I would have said, I'm going to get that. I would have, I would have went to bed and I would have said, I got my mile and a half last night. And
I would have done an
extra, I would have done an extra mile and a half today.
Nope. I noticed
it. And it would have been no one would have been the wiser.
I would have. It would have eaten me alive. So, no. So I had to do it.
You really do need some mental help.
I probably do.
You do.
Thank you.
Duchess is not a quitter.
I'm not a quitter. Thank you. Probably to my own default.
No, she's very motivated and everything. I don't know what to tell you.
That's all right. Just kick me when I'm down. That's cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so when are you allowed to go back among people now?
Well, so the note says 24 hours of showing no symptoms. So I'm not sure.
That could be a month.
I know. I'm still very
congested.
Like, my head's very stuffy. Obviously, you can tell by my voice. And I was out walking. I was coughing. So I guess that's good. I'm moving the junk that's sitting in my chest anyway. So, but yeah, I haven't had a fever today, which is the first day I haven't had a fever. So that's kind of nice.
You know what would help a lot?
Fever since Monday. What?
Rest. Rest.
Well, I've been
rest
sleeping.
Would help a lot.
I have to sleep on the couch because I have to sleep sitting up.
Oh. So.
Okay. Also with the two Benadryl cocktail I take. So it's really great. I'm like, I could not fall asleep. I just could not. And I'd taken a Benadryl already and I did. shut up, Louise.
Louise says,
I was out in public. Nobody was near me in the streets.
Duchess did 4 miles of COVID spreading yesterday.
I coughed at everybody's house.
Jeez.
No, it was, it just sucks. So Monday's my goal, but I don't know. I mentioned to my boss, I'm like, I'm really sorry. She's like, yeah, don't worry about it. I don't think she cares if I quite show up yet. I saw her. I talked to her today. She's like, oh, you don't sound really good.
No, you stay the fuck. No one needs this. Stay the fuck home. Take your germs. You know, you can work remotely, right?
I can. So, well, yeah. I might take Monday. We'll have to see.
All right.
I have a 5.
Louise says, Sunday. Duchess was coughing on people's mailboxes and car door handles.
No, I don't go near people's shit. They get
She's
mad.
A bioweapon.
I'm a biohazard.
You're a bio something. Bio!
I'm a piece of shit, I guess, so for walking around, but... I'm supposed to do a 5K on Sunday with my daughter, who met when I talked to her yesterday. She
stop what? This Saturday, tomorrow,
Sunday. I'm sorry, Sunday. Yeah,
2 days from now.
Yeah, you're Sunday. Go out in public. Today's Friday.
With your COVID germs.
Well, if you let me finish my story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you for assuming. So it's a 5K, which is held outdoors. That I'm supposed to do on Sunday with my daughter, who was not up to running. She's not in the, and I don't not, like running, but I like walk run them.
Right, so, she's not in Duchess shape.
Well, that's not that great, but she doesn't run. So she's like, can we walk it? And I was like, of course we could walk it. I'll walk it with you. She's like, you won't leave me behind. I said, absolutely not. So yet the other day she calls me and she says, hey, what's going on with that 5K? I'm like, oh, it's, it's, I said, well, it's Sunday. I was thinking about going. And she's like, you're going to participate? And I'm like, well, it's outside. I mean, I can stand away from people. I don't have to like cough on them. And she's like, I don't want to walk with you. And I was like, well, then don't fucking walk with me. I don't care.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, she wanted her boyfriend to take my spot. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess. I said, but he doesn't get to keep my shirt. I want the shirt. So.
Oh, so he can walk, but he doesn't get the shirt.
Well, no, he has to pay for his own shirt. So if you're going to, I don't know. I still might do it and just pay for him to do it because I might just stand back and just walk myself. I don't
all
know.
All right. So
it's only 3 miles.
Budvugger sent me a message in Discord. All right. So let me just double check this real quick.
Again, Budvugger, I know your name and I know where you live. I can find you. I might take a drive tonight.
All right, so just give me a second. Let me see if I
do not pay for a fucking Build-A-Bear.
Shh,
Don't shush me.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't fucking shush me.
Don't tell me what to do.
Uh-uh. You try to shush. What is
this? Record your voice.
Stop it.
Record a special message to make any gift one of a kind.
You.
Hold on. Let me see what happens. Record a message at home. When you complete your online order, a quick call to a special toll-free number is all it takes to record a personal message from the heart or the grave. Record a message in the store. You can visit a Build-A-Bear workshop, and our associates will help you create your special recordable stuffed animal gift. Gifts for spring. $22. Is that it? Thank you.
What do you mean, is that it? No.
That's all it takes?
That's not funny.
Do this right now. What are we doing while we're doing this show?
No, stop.
Fucking dare. Duchess is going to go give Budvugger COVID.
I am. I'm going to jump to your house and cough all over your car.
How cool would that be?
Yeah, send one to Luis. He would like one. A rubberneck. He said you should get the bear rubberneckers t-shirt. Well, the whole rubberneckers thing is nobody wears clothes.
Right. Well, we don't wear shirts. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you'd
have- the bear will have an OnlyFans. Only bears. I don't know. It's.
That's silly.
I think, you know what, though? I think I'm. You might not like it, but I am going to get a Devin Build-A-Bear, talking Build-A-Bear, just for me. Just
good.
So I can
get
have sitting it back there next to the Jamingo bobblehead.
Give it a squeeze. You can hug it
every once in a while. Just give it a squeeze. Have him call me fat and old.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, you got to get a clip of him from the shows from the what was it, the gaslighting, when you guys do gaslighting?
What, I have the AI, Devin. I can make it say whatever I want.
That's true. Oh my God, that would be a fucking riot.
See, now you're all bored. As long as it's
well,
not
for
going
you,
to you,
for you, that's fine. I don't need
as
it.
As soon as I squeeze it here, you're going to go. Oh,
I probably will. Mike had sent me a bear So producer Pellerito had sent me one, and it was the conversation was, is that I cry very easily, as most everybody has probably realizes now. And I cry at almost every Disney movie. He had asked me if I had seen Brother Bear, and I said, no, I hadn't seen it. And he goes, and he said it was a sad movie. And I'm like, well, I'm definitely not going to watch it. So he strongly suggested I watch it. And then, like a week later in the mail, I get a package. I open it up, and it's a fucking Disney Brother Bear. It's one of the stuffed animals that they had, which he sent me, which I have on my shelf right here. So I felt compelled to watch the movie, which was dumb. I played it in the office. I'm like working, and I've got to play it on the iPad, and I'm watching it. And like, I think within 20 minutes, I'm like, oh my God, like that shit's happening. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, you motherfucker. Like, why am I watching this bullshit? So don't watch Brother Bear. It's sad.
Yeah, I don't cry at things, but there was a show one time, and it was called Rookie Blue. And there was a cop whose daughter was a bit of a pill. You know, she was one of those kids that were, you know, rebellious and all that. And she was going out with this guy, and the father didn't like it. And the guy beat his daughter.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they thought that they were going to kill the guy, the cop that's daughter was, got this guy and put a gun in his mouth. And they're trying, and the other cops are trying to talk him out of it. And you know, the thing that was really crazy was that they said, if he does this, we all have his back. In other words, we're going to make this look like a crime scene and a good shoot. I guess this was before, because this was back in before they had body cam and all that kind of stuff. But they're like, he's like, he's not worth it. He says, oh, he's sorry, you're right, he's not worth it. But he's not going to breathe another breath. He's never going to touch my daughter again. And then the daughter came in and she started crying. Daddy, I'm so sorry. Don't do this. I don't want you to throw your life away from me. This isn't you. And the tears started streaming down my face.
Because
I bawled
four daughters.
Like a bitch.
Yep.
And if that ever, if that show ever, if that scene ever comes up again, I bawl like a bitch.
I've never heard of that, but I would cry. That would make me cry.
Oh, you know. It was just a dad. Don't do that. And he's like, you don't understand. This is what fathers do. And I'm like,
that's what I would do. Give me a gun. I'll shoot something. I'll do it for you.
Yeah. Where's that bear?
I'll shoot the dog. I'll shoot. Some- yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll shoot the dog. Get over here, Fluffy.
I'll need that story, you know, from you.
Right. God damn it.
The one that.
I know. Buttfucker says I cried because it wouldn't make, because she would make a sandwich.
I don't like, yeah, I can't, like, there's some movies like from the 60s and stuff. Well, when they show a lot of like the domestic violence, this is probably going to get kicked off of Twitch or Facebook TV. It is very, I have a real hard time watching scenes like that. Like even in The Godfather, when, what's her face? The Godfather's daughter.
The Talia Shire.
Talia Shire gets the Rocky's shit wife. Beat out of her. Yeah. Gets the shit beat out of her. You know, Carlo. And he just whoops her into next week. And man, I can't watch that. It's because I just, it's incomprehensible to me to have that happen. But I mean, I guess when you're overpowered, but it's just like, I watched my dad attempt to hit my mom once and it didn't go well for my dad. So, I know it was the next morning. My mom was like all scratched up and my father had a black eye. So,
oh, your mom beat his ass?
My mom punched him. Yeah. My mom was not a small woman. My mom was like 5'9", like tall Polish woman.
You don't talk to me like that. And then next thing you know.
My dad was not 5'9". My dad was like maybe 5'7" on a good day.
Oh,
so
no.
My mom had some height and weight on him. And I don't think it ended well.
Don't listen to me.
No, my father was not Indian.
I am the man of this house.
He sounds like a snake charmer.
That's exactly what it is.
Just sitting there like, no.
Sorry.
No, my dad, to their own faults, my father was a good man. And when he left Iran, he was not one for nostalgia and looking to return back. Like he would go back to visit, but never to stay. Mm. He was not interested. He liked America very much.
So. Who wouldn't?
Well, I mean, obviously. Well, he was like the middle son. You know, there was like, he was in the middle of stuff over there. There was not anything like set up. Like he had the flexibility to just leave. And he did. He like went to college and just never went back.
Never went back.
He went back a couple times to visit.
Did he become a citizen or was he just an?
Yeah. Towards the end, it took a long time. And because as when he was over in America, he was able to maintain his citizenship as an Iranian citizen. But once he declared, he couldn't have dual. Like you're the one or the other. And if
fuck you,
yeah. And if I went over there. I could have my citizenship, but like, you know, there's not many rights that women have over there. So I'm like, why?
Yeah, you hate it here.
I'm not going there.
You think you're deprived here.
Yeah. No, I don't think I'm deprived. I mean, I'm annoyed with a lot of things, but I have the mouth and it's first world problems I've got here? Like over there, I'm like, I'll be looking out through like a fucking hole. Like with a robe like this, you know.
Oops, so, the guys are chats wrong. My dad threw a glass into our TV set because my grandma blamed him for my mom getting type 2 diabetes. How did your father supposedly give her type 2 diabetes?
I'm guessing your grandma didn't like your dad.
Probably not.
My grandfather didn't like my dad.
Buttfucker says, my dad set our house on fire for the insurance money.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
I feel like I need more of that. Bob, I mean, I don't want to know more, but I kind of do.
Bob wants to know, did your dad ever throw anybody off the roof for their sexual preference? No?
No.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. I'm going to say no. My father was not into that.
Louise says there'd be no 4-mile walks for the Duchess in Iran.
It'd be one way in the desert, I'm sure.
See?
Don't come back. Yeah.
That's how they ended up in New Jersey. Burnt the house down. Good Lord. I almost did that one time, not for insurance money.
Oh, I was going to say, just burn the house down.
No, my father had this wooden boat that he was spending all this time and money on. And it was a nightmare. And he had it in the backyard.
That the one where you told the story about him made you
that boat.
Good story.
And he took and built a, because he wanted to work on it in the wintertime and it was cold and snowy and stuff. So he built this big giant thing over top of this 48-foot boat with canvas and everything on it. And he went out one Saturday and he had pissed me off. And I was going to take and punch a hole in the gas tank and let the gas run down into the bottom of the boat and strike a match.
God.
Yeah. And not even, and just take and ride. I was like 15 and just ride my bike away and just figure out when they decided to call the fire department to see how much they could put out of it. Yeah. Yeah. I was furious. And I almost did it. I was so close. I was just going to jiggle and snap the fuel line and then set it on fire. I should have. I'll be honest with you. If I could go back to that time right now, I would have. I would have set that fucker on fire. You know how long that thing would have burnt before it caught the canvas on fire and anybody even knew it was on fire?
It would have been like a funeral pyre or something.
Yeah, by the time he got home, it would have been nothing but a bunch of ashes.
Good Lord.
I hope your father's dead because I don't know if this is still actionable. He says it was in 86. He started a fire under a hot water heater.
Oh my God.
We lived in a small town and the powers that be were dumb.
I'm sorry. That's so terrible.
That looks like it started at the hot water heater. Okay. Give him his insurance money.
Let's just write that check. Good Lord.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What a mess.
I hate wooden boats. That's where the story of the big pig. Big story? I don't know. But anyhow, when my dad tried to give me a wooden boat, I was like, I don't want to. If I can't just live on it, I'm not fixing it. I'm not working on it. I'll put an air conditioner in it and that
make
toilet.
Make it a houseboat.
Yeah, I'll make it a floating condo or a flop house. But yeah, I wanted to pull the motor out of it. And he said, absolutely not. And I came back and the big pig was gone. Oh, he wouldn't let me. And he also wouldn't let me name the big pig.
Well, that's no fun.
Oh, no. Hold on. Luis just sent me a picture.
What? What's he doing?
Hold on. Can I make this bigger? Let me see. Hold on. This is the bear that reminds Luis of me. Hold on. Let me get it up here. What? You can see it?
I just saw it in my DM.
Oh.
Share it.
I'm trying to. Too much pressure. I know. I'm doing this differently now. Here it is. Nope, that's wrong one. Hold on.
Nope.
Yeah, here. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. There it is. Got it.
There we go.
That's supposedly me. One eye. Red panties. White chest hair. I do have the white chest hair.
That's how I would have my Devon bear. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. All right, y'all are fascinated by teddy bears, I think.
I know. Well, anyhow.
That's not... Oh, he says it's not hair. I don't...
That's not hair. Is that jizz? Did that someone jizz over that poor bear? How dare you? PP flu. He says the bear. Bob says the bear needs a tattoo saying "Power Top."
Do you think that? I don't know if that was Power Top. Might have been the bottom.
Yeah, I don't see. Power Top bottom bears wearing pink underwear, pink panties.
That's a whole other movie. I've got Brother Bear and this is Bottom Bear.
Power Bottom Bear.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's that song?
Oh no.
I've been a power bottom bear since I've been born. He's been a pal.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. I think everything sounds good.
Okay.
Well, I think
thank you.
We don't have to worry. Thursday, we can come back with a show or Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever we decide to go on here.
At this point, who knows?
Who knows?
It's planned for Thursday, but
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'll be still trying to. I'll be still trying to get that stone out of my weenie. Just grab a hold of it. Just try to push it up like a go-gurt.
Oh, my God.
Budvugger wants two times. Bob Vulgar once 2 times a week. Hey, look, you know, we just did an hour and we didn't have one topic.
We have nothing.
We have nothing. We just came in here. You guys are talking with us. We tell stories. I don't know.
We just laugh at ourselves.
I have no idea if it's even entertaining, to be quite honest with you. Hey, Marcy's here.
Holy crap. Hi, Marcy.
How you doing, Marcy?
Oh. See, Bud Booger says you can do a live stream.
When I pass the stone?
Yeah. Well, like there, a point of view, maybe.
Yeah, romancing my stone.
Romancing your stone. You got to get a mesh strainer, man.
Yeah, I'm going to pee. That? You know what I'm going to pee into? I have a couple of paint strainers around here. I'll pee into some paint strainers.
I can't believe they didn't want you to, like, catch it.
They don't give a shit.
I thought they did.
Yeah, Marcy, see? Just grab it and grab it from the bottom and push it up like a go-gurt.
That sounds painful.
It kind of does. It's the size of the Rock of Gibraltar.
That's probably what it's going to feel like when you're pushing that sucker out.
You know, someone says, 2 millimeters, that's not that big. And then I looked at what 2 millimeters is, and then I looked at the size of my
engagement ring, but, you know. It's decent enough if I'm pushing it out.
All right. Well, it's already causing havoc in there. It's already making me bleed.
Bouncing around. Stupid stone.
But, now.
Do you have to change your diet? Like, is there anything that you can do to possibly get another stone?
Well, they said no. I don't know what, because I drink a lot of water. That's number one. I don't eat. You know, like I wasn't drinking iced tea, which is bad. And then they say cranberry juice can be bad for, can create stones also.
Really? That's interesting. Is it like, is it sugary shit? Like all the, like crystallizes?
I don't know what's in tea that does it. I don't know what there is in tea. Calcium. Calcium's probably in tea.
Maybe.
Okay. I think anything high in calcium, although I do take a big vitamin C pill every day.
I can't imagine the vitamin C is going to give you like...
I don't know.
Kidney stones, but.
Yeah. Because
then the whole world would have them. Like, everybody takes vitamin C.
But, you know, it's really weird because I'm like, right now, I have no pain whatsoever.
John's Infinity Stone. Your penis is crystallized. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was probably getting crystallized last night.
I think.
We were talking.
His penis is crystallized. Yes.
That's what he said, Mike.
All right, we got it. Right. Okay.
But
creepy Bob. Always got to come in here.
Bragging about his penis.
Yeah. I'm an old man and I still get puss. No one cares. No one cares. It's not like when you were in your 20s and you're bragging about, you know, knocking down tail.
Nope. Okay.
You're in your 50s.
Speaking of tail. I don't know why that reminded me of this.
I can't wait to hear this.
I had listened to the newest episode of the T&A podcast.
Right.
Which dropped today. And we had a nice mention, nice shout out. I did enjoy them mocking your accent.
Yeah.
Poorly, but they tried. You know, the Southern boys, they just don't got the accent. But they tried.
Yeah, in their accent, they were mocking my accent.
Yes, which is it was very funny to listen to, for sure.
What did he say? He said that something about...
I think he's trying to be like, fuck yous all. Like, I think he's trying to
he agrees with some of my opinions is what it is.
No, Jason did not agree with some of your opinions, but that's okay. You're fine. Used to that, so.
Yeah, it's just a day that ends in Y.
Yeah, he was like, fuck off, but.
Yeah, you can fuck off.
But that's okay. We will be doing a podcast together, so they shouted it out. So, and it is on the 28th is when we're going to record.
Oh, you did go?
I did. I confirmed it with him.
Okay.
I don't have a time, but I'm thinking it's probably going to be like early evening, like 6, 7 o'clock, something like that.
So. Well, you just tell me where to go, Miss Duchess, and I'll be there with everything set up for us.
Oh, good. Because that's my job. I coordinate, you make it happen.
Right.
It's a good partnership. It works.
I got demoted.
You didn't get demoted. How are you demoted?
I mean, he doesn't talk to me. He talks to you.
Well, because I talk to everybody.
No,
Why
I understand
do you think
that.
I'm number one in
but
the
when
Discord?
He, when he, I get that. But when he asks you technical questions, what do you do?
Well, am I allowed to refer you? Because someone gets pissy if I say, oh, reach out to John.
No. Come on now. Someone that we're going to do a podcast with, of course. Some random wing-wong off of Discord that's got some podcast that we're not going to go on their show. Who needs technical advice? Now, normally I would give technical advice, but mm-hmm. I don't know this woman. And then and my Jamingo senses were all a tingle. I knew that there was something wrong with that.
And it's fine. It's dropped, and we have moved on.
Apparently,
but somehow you keep dragging it back in.
Me?
Yes.
You're the one that just brought up this. That,
you just said, man, you have technical.
You said, can I?
Am I allowed to refer you?
Yes, of course
you can. Well, then, if you have, here's the thing. You have a conversation with Jason already. So you you have messaged him. You sent in.
I just sent him a message to say, hi, hello, I'm John. I'm Duchess's co-host.
You're the other.
I'm the other. I'm the one that makes.
You had reached out to him to send him a clip.
That's right. He played
so
on the show.
I'm helping you remember
content.
Stuff that you did.
Right.
Okay. So now that we've triggered that, you have had conversation.
I have.
With Jason.
Correct.
If you have specific technical questions about their equipment, you are better off asking, because I would ask and then I would tell you and then you would ask me and then I would ask Jason, why the fuck should I do that?
That would drive me up a wall. I can't do it because you got to do it in real time. Yeah, we'll get together. I'll get together with Jason and we'll figure this out.
All righty.
And his partner, Sam Long.
Sam Hall.
Hall,
not Long.
Long Hall.
They did enjoy. He very much enjoyed that you called him Sam Long.
I get everything wrong.
I'm like your
old uncle who gets it.
Kooky Uncle Jamingo.
Close.
Lives in the attic. Yeah.
He's close. He says, Red Wizard Ate My Baby said, maybe the tingling is just a kidney stone.
I think it could have been.
Yeah.
See, he was all fussy about it. Now you worried yourself into a kidney stone.
I don't know.
That's where it stands on that.
Okay. And then we got someone new in the Discord, one of my Discord trolls. I caught a troll.
Yes, I saw that.
Right.
He changed his name?
Yeah. Well, he changed my name in another Discord, so I changed his. So he came in and he thought he was going to upset me by calling me fat. And I'm sitting there, and the thing is, he's like trying to insult me, and I'm like, half as good as insult me as my friends are. Like, he thinks he's going to upset me by insulting me.
I know. Wing Long's pretty fucking mean to you.
Yeah.
And I think he likes us. I think.
Yeah.
Oh, he shared a story to me that you didn't, that he sent to you that you didn't share. So.
Which one was that?
It's like about smegma. It was kind of gross.
I don't remember that.
That's all right. I'll put it on the board and we'll do it on Thursday. Well, he sent it to you a couple weeks ago, so I guess it doesn't matter now.
What, schmegma goes away? Schmegma is evergreen.
I don't have that. So that's a guy thing, I'm thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it's the cheesy stuff that grows between the foreskin of your weenus.
Weenus. Well, you guys get all the fun, huh?
Yeah, that's why they start cutting it off. They're like, what the hell's that smell? That's my dick cheese.
Your dick cheese.
What the hell can we? I know what we'll do. Why don't we just cut that piece of skin off?
Just snip the tip.
Right. And then they did it, and the guy goes, that hurts like a motherfucker. And they said, well, maybe we should do that when it's a baby and he can't really say anything. He'll get over it.
Already crying anyway.
Yeah, he won't remember it. So he just started doing it with babies. And then they made it a religious ritual. And then here we are. Yeah. And from now on, most guys have mushroom heads.
Yes. I guess.
But they're going back. I hear foreskins are making a comeback.
I don't know what to say on that. I just okay.
Anteaters are making a comeback.
All right, I'm gonna step away from this subject. I did notice we had some new followers, including your sister.
My sister did follow us on some of the social medias, but she still uses her last name.
Oh yeah,
she's not Jamingo, so. Yep, she's following.
That was very cool. So, does she listen or does she just follow the?
I don't know if she listens or not. Sometimes, my kids won't listen.
Oh, please don't.
Doug from Who's Right tried to grow his foreskin back.
Does it work that way?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Do you have to just keep?
Hey, look,
pulling it.
if they can take one and hollow it out and shove it inside somebody, right, and call it a vagina, a mangina, I'm sure they could take and attach
Fogina.
A vagina. Yeah, a faux skin.
It's yo skin, faux skin, mo skin.
Yeah, it's a faux skin, F-A-U-X skin on my penis.
Fucking man.
Oh yeah. I don't think you're going to get all the feeling back in it, but.
That's true. It would be really sensitive, wouldn't you? Yeah,
the thing is, it's the only reason why the planet is still populated with humans is because sex feels so good. That, you know, that's why even women and men would probably hate each other. But the sex feels so good that that's why they end up procreating. And that's why we have people. If you keep messing around with your organs, the next thing you know, we're not going to have anybody around. It's not gonna, the only thing that's going to be around is moose lambs. That's all. Places will be, yeah, place will be infested with moose lambs.
Oh,
they don't care.
Uninfested. Oof.
All right.
So start having sex, everybody.
Yeah. Be like Bob.
Go get crystallized.
Yeah. Fuck, fuck early and often. All right. That's
like
it.
Like voting.
Yes. Where's the thing? I got to put some up here. All right. We'll be back Thursday night.
Cool. Thank you. This is fun.
Bye.
Bye.